This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion, we lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
All right, folks, welcome back to the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm Clint Richardson, your host. And we are talking about genealogy today. Here's an interesting one for you. You know, it's funny, I used to think these people were, you know, I used to fall for this. I used to just love looking at these beautiful women on screen. And then I started actually looking, and, you know, beauty is only skin deep. And I start watching these people and the way they act and the horrible roles they play, the nudity and all these things, and I realize they are not worthy of such glamorous, you know, this fallacious worship that we give to them. So let's talk about Angelina Jolie. Now, again, we have these royal couples in America. Of course, this one being Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. That is basically America's royal couple, if you will. Who is Angelina Jolie? That's the interesting part here. Well, turns out that according to Genie.com, they do an interesting series called Look Who's Related. If you type in Genie, G-E-N-I, and then Look Who's Related, and then type in a name, you'll probably find something, a famous name. You'll probably find something that's been done. This one is Look Who's Related, Angelina Jolie and Cleopatra. Oh, isn't that interesting? It was announced a few months ago that actress Angelina Jolie will take on the role of Cleopatra in an upcoming biopic. How unironic. We thought it would be interesting to see how Angelina Jolie is related to the Egyptian queen, and look what we found. Cleopatra is Angelina Jolie's 57th great-grandmother. Oh, but no, she got there on her own merits. Honest. She didn't have any blood that helped her get there. And then it goes on, it shows how she's related to some other famous people. Of course, Cleopatra, the 57th great-grandmother. Beyonce Knowles is her 11th cousin. Let's see. This doesn't have anything to do with color, by the way, folks. It's the establishment and the passing of blood type. Remember that. Cher is Jolie's 13th cousin. We talked about Beyonce Knowles, and Johnny Depp is Angelina Jolie's 18th cousin twice removed. And of course, her other blood relation, Brad Pitt, here is listed as her 21st cousin. But I think if we looked real hard, we could probably find a closer connection than that. The point is, again, our top paid people in Hollywood are not there because of their talent. While they may be talented, that is not the root of their royal celebrity. Anyway, back to Matt in Missouri. He's still with us?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
what else?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what else you want to say?
I was glad you brought this subject up last night, because in my mind there's always been a huge disconnect between the Pilgrims and Puritans and the Founding Fathers. They showed up here, about 200 years before the Founding Fathers came along? So to me there was always a big disconnect between those groups. I knew somehow or another that Ben Franklin, George Washington, and all those had to be tied back to England. They had to be some type of royalty. But you're bringing up a really, really key point as far as the bloodline goes, and that goes all the way back to the book of Genesis, to the time of the flood. And the flood came because Noah and his family were pure in their generations, and the others were not. So I think you're hitting on a major, crucial, point that has been a thread throughout all of human history. And Yeshua himself said, before the Son of Man returns, it'll be as it was in the days of Noah. I think we're seeing, you're getting a pretty good glimpse and a good handle on what that was all about.
Well, and like I said, there's so many. What really concerns me, my friend, is all these tailored diseases, because, my other area of studies is into vaccines and all these different patents that they're coming out with all these designer viruses and diseases and cancers and all these things, prions. So that's one of the scary parts, the scary aspects of this, is to consider that these people have their fingers on the trigger of just about anything they want to wipe a majority of the population out. And they are not only the corporate owners of those things, they are also the patent holders and the regulators. They are the government as well. So you have a fixed closed loop system that has not changed for thousands and probably thousands of years. So it is a frightening thing.
Absolutely. Just look at Bill Gates and his father. I mean, Bill Gates, he's nobody special. He's not good looking. Didn't even go to college, for crying out loud. Look where he ended up because of his dad. And I think just as important as the blood is the entire aspect of the DNA. And that's where they've got those weapons aimed for, is certain DNA types as well as blood types. But, yeah, we're in some pretty dangerous territory. And like I said before, I think we're talking, biblical proportions here.
Well, and, it also depends on the ability of us common blood folk, to wake up from this, to really start grasping that we have been enslaved to this family for generation after generation after generation. We've been pledged. We've been used as faith and credit. We've been used in usury and all other forms of, feudalism to make these people wealthy beyond our dreams. And I think that has to change. I'm sorry if that's sacrilegious. I'm sorry if that offends those who just adore the stories like I read at the beginning, with these beautiful women in dresses that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars when people are starving. I don't find that to be a correct course of action for a benevolent ruler. Not that I think there is such a thing. So, hopefully this message that I'm putting out will get through to people. And, it's the function of law. These are the lawmakers. These are the people who wrote all the constitutions, not just the one that we call the Constitution, but all of the Masonic constitutions, the compacts, the Mayflower Compact, and all of them before. They're a dime a dozen. I mean, since the Magna Charta, these people have been writing these things. So, anyway, anything else, Matt?
Just one last dumb question, if you don't mind me asking. I mean, do you not believe that there is a literal God, or do you not take the Bible literally, or how do you interpret it? Because you may have touched on that before, but I just haven't heard you say.
Well, I grew up in the Methodist Church, and again, when I think of a church, because of my experience in that church, it was in actually Sacramento, California, I don't think of church as something, because of my experience, I always thought church was there to help people. I always thought the church was there. In fact, that was what the Methodists were known for, was trying to reform the church back to helping and being a positive thing to help the needy, you know, feed the poor and all that. So that's kind of what I thought the church was for. I thought we gathered on Sundays to worship just because it was like almost like a board of directors meeting. It was a requirement. And so I always thought the church was about fellowship and helping people. And that was my idea of the church. And I actually think that's the way it should be if you're going to have a church like that. Anyway, I'll continue on the other side. Stay with us.
With no shoes on their feet, how's the people living in the street? Oh, there's a solution.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn, and so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
Hi, folks. Welcome back. And here in the Corporation Nation, I'm Clint Richardson. The question has been posed, what is my belief in God? And you know, the best answer that I can give, the most logical, reasonable, and honest answer that I can give is that I don't know. I don't claim to be arrogant enough that I could possibly know God if God exists. I do have an answer that I do like to give people, and that is simply that if God exists, He exists despite my belief. He exists despite your belief. He exists despite anybody's belief. And so the belief or that feeling of righteousness and holiness is not, I don't believe, a prerequisite to the kingdom of heaven, if you will, whatever that be. What I do believe is a prerequisite is to follow the commandments and to follow the law that was written down in the Bible. And we've talked about that a lot, the natural law, in other words, the teachings of Jesus Christ, the anointed, which has been usurped by the vicar or the replacement of Christ, the falsely anointed through oils, which is the popes and the queens and all of that. There's a very, very sincere path laid out in the words of Jesus Christ that if you read it, you can see the maxims of law, you can see everything laid out in how to live without government and how to live without the church, without, in other words, organized corporate religions. And, you know, I believe that if you walk that path, it is the path to God, which, you know, you might say God is nature, following the law of nature or the natural law. So it's a subject that, you know, I believe that I don't know is the most intelligent answer you can have if you don't know. There's a lot of things about this genealogy that I'm reading, about the bloodlines, for instance, the Jacobites, that I do not know. I wish to know and I wish to seek further knowledge, but I can very much safely say that I don't know how this works. I don't know how the club is organized. I only know that genealogy is the most cherished and revered thing amongst this particular bloodline because it is what allows them to be in power. Now, how that happens, I honestly do not know. I do not know. I can only go by all the research that I've pulled up, and it's all the research of other people. So, you know, we... anyway, let's go on to... how about John in Canada? Hello, John.
Lent, how you doing? Your points are well taken. I've got 3 points to make, and I'll be really, really quick. Your first one about Angelique Jolie, she's a CFR member. Your first question about Jacobites, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. That was the rudimentary organization of communism. To take down the royal family, to take away the cohesive or represented symbol of unity, take that down and start breaking down culture. So Jacobitism is a form of communism. They buggered off to Scotland, and they got Bonnie Prince Charlie to challenge the crown and all that. But regardless, it's a very involved history, and like that. But I want to talk to you about the genealogy thing that you were on about,
mm-hmm.
because like when you talk about presidents. And that they all seem to be related. There is, and I don't know how true this is. I've done a little bit of research, and I'm finding conflicting reports. But and this is that the Pierce family, and in particular, it was Pauline Pierce, the mother of Barbara Pierce, who married George H. Bush. She was in the 20s messing around with Crawley. And this is a very satanic group that they had sex magic rituals. They had all kinds of wacky things. Things I don't pretend to understand, because I really don't want to get close to it, other than to say, you know, he was the wickedest man in the world, like the way he self-describes himself. But
are you telling me you don't want to join the synagogue of Satan?
Well, you know what? Like, I've kicked out so many people. Like, as soon as I know that they're Freemasonry, like, associated, or any of these subgroups of this group, I just say, okay, that's the end of that. I got to move on, because, like, I will not tolerate anything to do with this. But regardless, Pauline Pierce, she was the wife of Marvin Pierce, and he was like McCall's Corporation, mm-hmm. big deal publisher, and she was very adventurous, and she apparently left two children behind in France in the 20s, and she came back home pregnant, and that is Barbara Bush, and if you take a look at her freaking picture and put it side by side with Aleister Crowley, there is like an amazing similarity. And it was only put together later, as Barbara Bush got older, that this has got to be brought out, that not only is this a bloodline, it's a mixing of satanic horrors.
I've certainly heard this before, and I actually tried to delve into it, and I found basically arguments on both sides. I couldn't necessarily, of course, prove the point, but it is an interesting topic, and worth noting whether it's actually true or untrue. And as far as Aleister Crowley goes, yeah, you're talking about the
self-proclaimed
most evil man, and yeah, I don't know, and again, that's my best answer on that one, is that I could not come to a definite conclusion. And this is kind
me neither.
Of like,
me neither, Clint. I get conflicting reports too.
It's definitely worth bringing up, and I think half the people will be appalled, and half would be. That are followers of this stuff would be very happy to hear that that's the case. So,
well, if you're talking about bloodlines, and like, what is it that is hanging these people together? And it is not the God of Jesus' God, like his father. It's about another father. So about another God. And like to sort them out, like how do you do it? Like I'm with you. I've studied the Bible for the last 3 years, and I'm coming to the point where there's an awful lot of stuff that doesn't make sense in the Old Testament, but it comes together in the Old Testament. I think there are different gods there.
Certainly. We certainly see the mention of Baal, and we see the mention of Moloch quite a bit when we look into this as well. It's actually frightening. Thanks for the call, my friend. We'll be back after these messages.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion. Despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF imposed structurally unjust programs in Greece.
Well, all right, folks, welcome back. Entered our language from the Greek economy, meaning household. You know, I was looking at this long list I have. What I did was I went to a certain website. And I think it was Wargs, W-A-R-G-S, I think it's .com, and they have a total breakdown of genealogy on Bush and Obama and Romney and all these people. The Bush cousin, the list of Bush cousins will take you hours and hours to go through, but I wanted to give you some examples of what were listed as Bush's cousins. Let's take, besides all the presidents, the vice presidents, their wives, his mother. Let's talk about foreign presidents and prime ministers. We mentioned Sir Winston Leonard Spencer Churchill, as we know, the UK prime minister. First prime minister of France, Maurice de Talleyrand Perigord, Carl Grieve von Moltke was the Danish minister to the United States. Clemens Kettler, Imperial German Diplomatic Corps, serving in China, Washington, D.C., and Mexico. Prince Sergei Platonovich Obolensky, Russian prince and vice chairman of the board of the Hilton Hotels Corporation. I'm going to butcher some of these names. I apologize. Bernard Forbes, 8th Earl of Grenard. House of the Lords, title of Baron Grenard, and Lord-in-Waiting to King Edward the VII. He was the government whip in the House of Lords, etc. Richard Bedford Bennett, the first Viscount Bennett, Canadian Prime Minister. Sir Robert Laird Borden, Canadian Prime Minister, Chancellor of the Queen's University, passed the War Measures Act. John Singleton Copley, first Baron Lyndhurst, born in Boston, three times Lord Chancellor of Great Britain, Lord Chief Baron of the Exchequer in the House of Lords. Now, if you can possibly go through a list like this and still believe that there is a sense of sovereignty in the United States when all of its leaders, its presidents, its senators, its congressmen, its legal outfit as well, the Supreme Court justices, all cousins of the president. If you could possibly think that there is a separation of powers between all of these countries, then you must be insane. That's all I can say, because this is a family affair. John Singleton Copley, I think we just covered. Edward Kenelm Digby, 11th and 5th Baron Digby, succeeded his father to take the seat in the House of Lords. Lord Lieutenant of Dorset, Knight of the Garter, Francisco Silvela, Spanish Prime Minister, President of Spain, leader of the Conservative Party there, concluded the German-Spanish Treaty in 1899, selling the remainder of the Spanish East Indies to Germany, to the German royal family that we spoke of earlier. Sir Charles Tupper, 6th Canadian Prime Minister, one of the fathers of the Confederation of Canada, similar to the founding fathers of America. Same thing. Same thing. George Clemenceau, French Premier, Prime Minister of France, one of the principal architects of the Treaty of Versailles at the Paris Peace Conference. Thomas Masaryk, I'm butchering that name, president of Czechoslovakia, socialist and philosopher, advocate of independence during World War I for the Czechoslovakia, and the founder and first president of Czechoslovakia. You have Jan Garagu, I can't say the name, but the same last name, Czechoslovakia foreign minister. John George Diefenbaker, Canadian prime minister. Again, these are all cousins of George Bush. And all the rest. Escrane Hamilton Childers, of the fourth president of Ireland, member of the parliament there, minister for posts and telegraphs, etc. Maurice Harold Macmillan, first Earl of Stockton, UK prime minister, and member of the House of Commons, etc., etc. All right, so again, these are the cousins of your current and past presidents. There cannot be a sense of sovereignty when your politicians are of the same blood, of the same family, after the same goals, creating things like the United Nations, etc. It's just not possible. Let's take a call from, looks like we got Fred in Michigan. Fred, how you doing?
Good. Speaking of the UN, Kofi Annan married a woman by the name of Longren, Kay Longren, I think that was around 1986, who is connected to the Rothschild family, of course.
Naturally.
Let's see here. This is one of my Synagogue of Satan sonnets. shoot. Okay, so Mayor Amschel Rothschild, 1790, makes this bold proclamation. Let me issue and control a nation's money, and I care not who writes the laws. Mm. 1791, Rothschild gained control of America's money system via Rothschild agent Alexander Hamilton. The charter is established for 20 years. Within the first 5 years, of the central bank. The American government borrows $8,200,000 from Rothschild. Prices in the country increase 72%. In relation to this excessive borrowing and inflation, Thomas Jefferson, then Secretary of State, makes this declaration. I wish it were possible to obtain a single amendment to our Constitution, removing from the federal government its money borrowing power. Now we go back to 1744, February 23rd. Mayor Amschel Bauer, born in Frankfurt, Germany, son of Moses Amschel Bauer, moneylender, proprietor of a counting house. Moses Amschel Bauer places a red sign above the entrance door to his counting house. The red hexagram, which geometrically, numerically translates to 666, which 2 centuries later ends up on the Israeli flag. 1760, Mayor Amschel Bauer works for a bank owned by the Oppenheimers in Hanover, Germany. I wondered where the Bauer Rothschild family got its, quote, meager, humble start. Well, it was with the Oppenheimers, Hanover, Germany. Highly successful, becomes junior partner, while working at the bank, is acquainted with General von Estor. Following his father's death, Bauer returns to Frankfurt to take over his father's business. Mayor Amschel Bauer recognizes the significance of the red hexagram, changes his name from Bauer to Rothschild after the red hexagram or sign signifying 666 hanging over the entrance door. Rot is German for red.
Red.
S-C-H-I-L-D is German for shield or sign. Oh, under this new identity, Mayor Amschel Rothschild discovers that General von Estor is now attached to the Count of Prince William the Ninth of Hesse-Hanau, one of the richest royal houses in Europe, which gained its wealth by the hiring out of Hessian soldiers to foreign countries for vast profits, a practice that continues today in the form of exporting United Nations peacekeeping troops.
Go back to that first quote you said, which was the quote about "I care not, give me the power to create a nation's currency, and I care not." Can't quote it, of course, off the top of my head.
Yes, 1790. That's right.
The important thing the important word there is nations, because we're coming into a globalist function here where we're going to have the World Bank. The World Bank is already basically they're all the currencies are using the same encryption, the same symbology called the Orion constellation, the Orion seal, which are the little yellow numbers that you see on the dollar bills, the $10 bills, and the $20 bills, and they're in the form of the Orion Constitution. I think there's about 100 or so different currencies with that same counterfeiting thing on there. But the important part there is that the currency is quickly becoming a world currency. It's quickly becoming a United Nations currency. So once that happens, no nation will be able to withstand this. And that's, I think that's more apropos to the quote than it is just a single nation, because they're organizing in this way through the World Bank. So we'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, folks, welcome back. Final segment here of our little genealogical discussion here. I don't know. You know, I don't have a guest scheduled tomorrow. We might even talk some more about this tomorrow. Maybe you're getting tired of it. I don't know. I can't get enough myself. Let me just give you some other examples. We're talking about bankers and capitalists and financiers, and we always like to put them in their own category, even though they can't exist without government because of course, the money comes and is property of government. Banks are allowed to then utilize the rules of the Federal Reserve to create as much money as they want. It's just wonderful, isn't it? More cousins listed from George Bush. How about John Pierpont Morgan and son John Pierpont Morgan Jr., of course, banker financier of J.P. Morgan Chase Corporation. John Davidson Rockefeller. known capitalist, and David Rockefeller, William Rockefeller, bankers and financiers. Of course, David Levitt, a banker and financier, president of the American Exchange Bank of New York during the financial panic of 1837. Samuel Eliot, banker and merchant, president of the Massachusetts Bank. How about Mr. Timothy Geithner? Well, sure. Sure, we always say Jew. But actually, he's a bloodline cousin, central banker, economist, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, 75th, and current United States Secretary of Treasury. Actually, I don't remember if he's still a treasury or not. Jeremiah Mason, U.S. Senator from New Hampshire, member of the New Hampshire House of Representatives, Attorney General of New Hampshire, president of the United States Bank. How about Joseph Wharton? Industrialist and financier in mining, manufacturing, and education, founded the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, and, of course, the Bethlehem Steel Company. He, interestingly, of course, when you're lobbying your cousin, it's not so difficult, but he lobbied for nickel to be used in U.S. coinage, of course, because he owned the large steel company that was mining nickel. And he had a virtual monopoly on nickel, mining production in the United States for nickel. So there's that story. Hoyt Sherman is another one. He was the Bank of Iowa and was appointed by President Lincoln as the paymaster in the Union Army. George Washington Riggs is another one. He was a banker known as the President's Banker from Riggs Bank. His reputation was that of financing the Mexican-American War, making very large profits off that death and dismemberment. Member of the Board of Aldermen of the District of Columbia, and so on, railroads and such. So, I mean, you have a very long list of people, obviously, that are getting to where they are getting because of the blood. I mean, here's another list of industrialists and tycoons that I extracted from this long list of cousins of George Bush. Samuel Colt, gun manufacturer, the Vanderbilt family, railroad tycoons. Gloria Vanderbilt, of course, developer of blue jeans and other stuff. William Avery Rockefeller founded the Standard Oil Company. John Davidson Rockefeller, industrialist, founded the Standard Oil Company. Sidney Biddle Burrows was, of course, known for her escort service, using the stage name Sheila Devon, later became known as the Mayflower Madam. Well, yes, of course, that was cousins of the folks who came over here on the Mayflower. Now she's a management consultant and writer. Alicia Graves Otis, elevator manufacturer for Otis Elevator Company, inventor of the safety device that prevents falling for the cables. Herbert Henry Dow, founder of Dow Chemical. Jason J. Gould, Union Pacific Railroads, etc. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Harvey Samuel Firestone, founder of Firestone Tire and Rubber Company. Robert Warren Miller, duty-free airport shop tycoon. Let's see. Marshall Field, department stores. Henrietta Rowland Russell, Green, actually, tycoon nicknamed the Witch of Wall Street. First American woman to make a substantial impact on Wall Street after inheriting $7.5 million from her Quaker father and mother, Edward Mott Robinson and Abby Howland. Interestingly, the Howland chart is a very famous chart showing, that's the Joseph Smith chart with George Bush. Henry Clay Folger, I think we know the last name Folger, but that was also Standard Oil as well. Folger Coffee. Alfred Fuller, founder of Fuller Brush Company. How about the Post family and cereal manufacturers? I mean, it just goes on and on and on. The Tiffany Company, Theodore Newton Vale, president of AT&T. All of these are cousins of George Bush. How about Hugh Bancroft? We know Hugh Bancroft, president of Dow Jones and Company. So, Abel Head Shanghai Guy Pierce. Of course, the last name Pierce is familiar. That's the Texas rancher, you know, the famous big Texas rancher of the Pierce family. Charles Goodnight, another large rancher in Texas, newspaper man and bank. And it just goes on and on. This is a huge, huge list that it would take me three shows to read because it's so long. But the point is, again, this is these corporations that are founded, these huge, including the Astor family, they are not happening randomly. You and I, as the common blood folk out here, would not just be able to start something so powerful and get to a political position where we could actually publicly oppose this type of nepotism. Fred, do we still have you on?
Yeah, we do.
All right, well.
Kofi Annan, in 1984, married a woman by the name of Nan Lagergren, who is a Rothschild relative. And Kofi Annan is African-American, as I recall. And that was recorded by Andrew Hitchcock in the Synagogue of Satan, 1997. But in 1875, let's see here, this is very fascinating. Well, you know what? Who was it? 1841, was it Garfield? Who was the president? No, that was John Tyler. 1841, John Tyler vetoes the act to renew the charter of the Bank of the United States, the Rothschild Bank of the United States, and he then receives hundreds of death threats. Then there was Garfield. Garfield lasted, what was that, 100 days or 200 days, because he made a statement regarding the fact that there was an elitist cabal of financiers who control the money system. And he then stated that they are the primary perpetrators of recession, depression, inflation, deflation. And so he was murdered either 1 or 200 days into his presidency. That was Garfield.
Well, see, but I still have to say President James A. Garfield was eighth cousin, four times removed of John Kerry, and fourth cousin, four times removed of George Bush. So he didn't get to his position of power by complaining. I mean, you know, so this is why I say all throughout history we have people like Kennedy and Jackson, the mythology about Jackson going against the central bank. Even the quotes from Wilson where he says he regrets forming the Federal Reserve are complete crap. They are the source of those quotes are actually, well, I'll tell you what, I'll get into that tomorrow because it's fascinating to actually see some of this. So that's why I say we can't look at these people as heroes, because they are getting into their positions of power, not by merit, not by respect, not by doing anything, but by being blood. And that's why I say I don't think we can look at any of these people as heroes. Appreciate the history lesson there, my friend. I know that we like to pick on the Rothschilds all the time, but I'm here to tell you Rothschilds are just one little piece of a massive, massive, giant puzzle. And yes, there's a lot of wealth there, but it's a blood thing. Anyway, folks, thanks for the call, Fred, and join me tomorrow. Maybe we'll continue this, maybe we won't. I guess it depends on what people want. Take care.
With financial uncertainty,